Hey guys, Malcolm here at Survival Know-How. Yesterday I got a message from Fit Mix It Up, and he's saying that he wants to build a bug out bag and he really doesn't know where to start. And he's asking me, you know, what gear should I buy first for my bug out bag? And I actually see a lot of questions just like this down in the comment sections of a lot of my videos. So I thought I'd address this issue, and today I'm gonna bring you your first 10 bug out bag items. Stay tuned. I'm gonna go through these items from 1 through 10, and I ordered these of how I would first purchase these items, okay? So I would start off by taking care of number 1, and then move on to number 2, then 3, then 4, then 5, and so on. So my first item would be a fixed blade knife, okay? So I have a few examples here. This is the LMF2 by Gerber, okay? So this is a fixed blade. You can't fold this blade up. This is an example of what's not a fixed blade, okay? You can fold this blade up. This actual blade stops right about here, all right? This one is a full tang, so that means that the blade stops here, but the steel keeps running all the way through until the pommel. All right, so this is the Gerber LMF2. This would make a great starter knife. I think you can get these for about $60 and up. Another good option would be the Mora Companion, okay? So correct me in the comment section if I'm wrong about this, but I don't believe that these are full tang. I believe these are called a tapered tang. So the steel of the blade, it continues all the way down into the handle, but it kind of tapers off to a point down here in the handle. So it's not as reliable as a full tang, but it's still really, really reliable and a lot better than a simple pocket knife. So I have many knives, and I actually, for some reason, keep going back to these Mora knives. I really enjoy them, and it's amazing how affordable these are. So you can get the Mora Companion, I think, for about $20. On Amazon. So I have one more option for a good affordable bug out bag knife, and I know I'm gonna get some flack for this because a lot of people really hate this knife, but that is the Bear Grylls survival knife, okay? This is also made by Gerber, and this knife is very similar to the LMF2 by Gerber, okay? You can see that it has the lashing holes here, so you can attach it to a spear. It just looks very similar. This is also a full tang knife, so the steel of the blade extends all the way down into the pommel. Here, it's got a rubber grip, just like the LMF2. So another nice thing about this knife is that it comes with a few extra features, such as a ferro rod here for starting a fire, and it also has a sharpening stone on the back of the sheath, and then a frickin' whistle. The whistle's garbage, though. So I don't hate this knife, and I don't hate it because you can find this for $30 on Amazon. So for $30, this is a pretty good knife in my opinion. So there you go, that'd be my first bug out bag item, would be a fixed blade knife, preferably a full tang or a tapered tang knife, okay? So some affordable options, you can get the LMF2 for about $60 and up on Amazon. You can get the Bear Grylls survival knife for about $30 and up on Amazon. And you can get the Mora Companion, which is surprisingly a pretty reliable knife for about $20 and up on Amazon. And I'll try to find links for all these knives as well as all the other gear I'm gonna list today. And I'll have links to all that down in the description below. So my second bug out bag item will be some sort of method of purifying water. Okay, so this could be really either some sort of filtering mechanism or it would be water purification tablets. So this is the Katadyn water bottle filter, okay? This is about $40, and you open it up and you have a charcoal filter inside that is removable and replaceable if you wanted to take this camping with you as well. So this is great because you can literally just fill this up with water from a stream or a pond and just have at it and instantly start drinking it. Now there are some drawbacks to this. Katadyn also makes some great, very expensive pump filters that you can pump water out of a stream and pump it into other containers. This, you really can't purify the water and then fill up other containers. So you're kind of limited to how much water you can bring with you using this technique. So another great option that's kind of in the same boathouse as this is the life straws, right? This is very common. With this, you can literally stick the straw in a pond or a river and just start sucking the water straight out of it. And it also has a charcoal filter in there, and it filters the water as it comes up. So you can either fill up a container and stick this in the container and drink out of that, or drink out of straight out of the river or pond. So this is also a great option for if you're just starting out with your bug out bag. This is about $20 on Amazon. And the last option would be these little iodine tablets. So you fill up a container with contaminated water, you stick these tablets in there, and you just let it sit there for maybe an hour or so, and this will kill like 99% of the bacteria in that container of water. So it doesn't really filter it, so if there's any debris, other junk in the water, you're still gonna drink it, right? You might wanna try to filter the water another way through a bandana or a t-shirt or something like that. But this should kill most of the bacteria. This might, I forget how much these were, but I'm pretty sure they're really cheap. This is probably the cheapest option. This is the second cheapest option. This is the third cheapest option. So personally, I like having some sort of filter with me that I can just use quickly and on the go. When I find some water, I can quickly drink the water. But I like having these just as a backup. They're very small, and I'm pretty sure they're very inexpensive. And then, of course, another option would be just to boil the water, right? Try to create some kind of primitive filter, you know, maybe filter it through your shirt or through a bandana, like at a bare minimum, just to get the debris out. And then if you have some sort of metal container, you can boil the water to help purify it. But these would be three great starter options. So this would be the little iodine tablets that kills the bacteria in the water. You have the Life Straw, that's about $20. And then you have this Katadyn water filter, which is, I think, is about $40. And then you can go, man, you can spend a lot of money on water purification. You can go up to $300 and buy a very expensive Katadyn water filter. And you could probably even go more expensive than that. But these three options, this will definitely get you started. And these are great options for a bug out bag. So your next item should be a source of fire, okay? So really simple, you can go with a Bic lighter or some waterproof matches. That's kind of at a bare minimum, you should have these two items. But the problem with these is these won't last you very long. If you use these every single day, you know, you're pretty limited to how long you can use them. What you really want is to have a dedicated ferro rod, okay? So something like this would be a great fire starter. Okay, this throws sparks really, really well. It's bright orange, so you don't lose it. And this even has a little storage container in the back with some little fire starters built right into it. So the benefit to this item is that you could probably start a fire every single day for a year using this versus a Bic lighter. You know, if you started a fire every day, maybe it'll last you a month. Matches, you know, if you start a fire every day, it would probably last you, I don't know, 20, 30 days, maybe a month as well. Really, the best option is to have redundancy, okay? You want to have a dedicated fire starter like this, but I also like carrying some waterproof matches. Then there's a lot of knives, such as the Bear Grylls survival knife, that comes with a ferro rod built right into the sheath, and then you can use the spine of the knife to throw the spark off the ferro rod. But you really don't want something like this to be your primary and your only source of fire. You know, especially if you're wearing this on the outside of your pants. You know, if you fall down a hill or something, you could easily lose your ferro rod and then you're really screwed. You really want redundancy. So I carry this knife in my bug out bag. I have waterproof matches, and then I also have a dedicated ferro rod. So the next item that we have is cordage. Specifically, you know, I like paracord. A lot of people like paracord. It has its pros and its cons. It is very strong. And I do like that you have these inner strands that you can pull out, and you can use these smaller strands for other projects. There are some drawbacks to them. One, it's kind of slippery. So sometimes when you tie knots, the knots kind of slip because there's no like fibers here to really grip on like other natural cordage. But overall, man, I use paracord all the time. I really enjoy it. Since this is for a bug out bag, I would recommend getting a darker color like this dark green or maybe a light brown. Now you can also buy some bright fluorescent 550 cord, and you don't really want this to be your main 550 cord if you are bugging out and you're trying to hide and conceal yourself and conceal your camp. But this has its place in a bug out bag, and that would be to attach to items that you really don't want to lose. So just like your fire starter, this is so important that they almost always make these bright colors so that you don't lose them. And you can attach this bright fluorescent green or fluorescent orange paracord to items that are super important that you don't want to lose. If you watched my bug out bag field test video, I had some paracord that I used to string up my tarp, and it's a light brown and it totally blends right in with the environment, and I completely forgot it, man. I just completely just didn't even see it there because it blended in so well. So imagine if this was your knife and you set it down while you're building your fire, and the next day you clean up your camp and you leave, this is going to blend in so well with the ground. Like, you could easily leave this behind. You know, if you attach a little bit of this paracord to the pommel here, you know, you're much more likely not to leave something like this behind. So a little bit of fluorescent 550 cord is not a bad thing in a bug out bag. So another option for 550 cord is this fire cord. So this is some pretty cool stuff. This is fairly new on the market. And what it is, it's 550 cord, but inside one of these strands is a fire starter, okay? And that's this red strand right here. So how this works is you cut off a small bit of this red strand here, you kind of fluff it up, and you just throw a spark on it, and it'll create a flame very easily. So this stuff's a little bit more expensive, but it's really cool. I enjoy having it. This isn't, since it is so expensive, this isn't like my primary 550 cord in my bag. But I do keep pretty nice size bundle in there just for small projects and just so I can have an easy way of creating a fire. So my next item I know is gonna be a little controversial, and I know people are gonna call me an idiot down in the comment section for this, but I stand by this item. This was my number one item on my top 10 forgotten bug out bag items, and that is the SAS survival guide or some other sort of pocket and mobile survival guide. So hear me out on this. So I know a lot of the information in this book, but I don't know it all. There's a lot of information in this book. And a lot of the items, you know, I'm familiar with, but I'm not proficient with. Now you also throw into the mix that, you know, I'm probably dehydrated, I'm probably hungry, I'm probably sleep deprived, and above all, I'm stressed out. If it's a real bug out bag situation, I'm probably really stressed out. Having this information available to me is going to be absolutely invaluable. So like I said, there's just a lot of information in here, okay, about building shelters, building traps, building fire, purifying water, signaling for help, foraging for food, tying knots, first aid. There's just a tremendous amount of information in here. And I'm willing to bet that most people watching this video do not know everything that is in this book. You know, this book costs $8, man. It's very small, it's not that heavy. Why not have it in your bug out bag? So this is just one option. This is the pocket edition of the SAS Survival Guide. It's very small, but there's other options out there for your bug out bag. So another option that I've seen is created by Dave Canterbury, right? So he wrote Bushcraft 101 and Advanced Bushcraft, and he's got a survival school. And he's got a website, I think it's pathfinderschoolllc.com. I'll have links to it in the description. And they sell these little pamphlets. So they have a little waterproof pamphlet that has a lot of the information in here, and they have one all about food, one all about fire, one all about shelter, first aid, water purification. And so you get like six of these little pamphlets, or like that small, all combined together. It's really light, you know, something like that would be another option that you can have for your bug out bag. But because you're gonna be starving, dehydrated, sleep deprived, and stressed out, I really recommend you have some sort of survival manual and survival reference to bring along with you in your bug out bag. All right, so that is the first five items that you really should buy for your bug out bag. So now we're getting into the next five items. And the first one on this list would be a tarp. Okay, this is made by Hennessy Hammock. This is the Hex Flex. This is what I use as part of my shelter system. So this is really designed to go along with a hammock system, okay? So this is going to protect you from the rain, but you could also use just as a tarp and lay this over some sort of primitive shelter. So what this is going to do is help insulate whatever shelter system you have and protect you from the rain. Okay, so this is the Hex Flex by Hennessy Hammock. This is one option that you can use. Now they also make tarps specifically designed to use as shelter systems. So this one here has this reflective material on the inside to help reflect heat back towards you. And this is not really a bug out tarp. This is just more of a survival tarp, just because of the bright orange color. But I'm just showing you this to show that they have tarps specifically designed for primitive shelter systems they use out in the wild. So that is my number six item, be some sort of tarp to help create a shelter and help provide you with insulation as well as protect you from the rain. So next we have a metal water bottle. Okay, so this obviously for transporting water, but you want a metal one so that you can also boil water to purify the water. So this one, for example, the plastic rubber cap comes off and you just have a metal bottle. You can first, you still wanna filter water before you pour it in there, but boiling it should kill any bacteria that's in there. So in a pinch, you could just stick this bottle directly in the fire to boil it. You know, you can create some primitive tongs out of sticks to pull the bottle out afterwards. But another option would be to include some kind of metal wire like this inside your bug out bag. And you would use this to wrap around the lid so that you can actually hang the water bottle above the fire. All right, something like that. You probably want to make it a little bit more sturdy than that. But this way you can actually boil the water without having to sit the bottle in the fire itself. Kind of consider part of water purification, which was my second item. But this is also used for transporting water, storing it, and as well as cooking. So there's a little bit of controversy of whether to go with an aluminum bottle, which is pretty lightweight, or a stainless steel bottle. A lot of people online say that when you cook with an aluminum bottle, there's nasty chemicals that get kind of released into the water. And there's other people online that say, you know, that's not true. And a lot of people use aluminum bottles because they are so lightweight. You know, it's really up to you. I use an aluminum bottle, you know, I don't use it very often to boil water. In a bug out situation, it's not a long-term thing. Hopefully you're not bugging out for that long. This isn't going to be a long-term solution. So it's up to you, do some research on it. Aluminum is a little bit lighter and I think a little bit cheaper. Stainless steel, a little more expensive, a little heavier, but supposedly you don't have nasty chemicals getting released from the bottle. And then another benefit to having some metal wire like this to hang your bottle is that you can also use this as a makeshift snare. Okay, you can easily make a snare out of this or some sort of a squirrel trap. Or if you're really in a pinch, you know, you can use this as your cordage. So the next item you should buy is a first aid kit. So I carry one that I got in Afghanistan years ago. I've modified it a little bit, added a few items to it, taken out a lot of the stuff that pertains to bullet wounds. But this is what I carry. It's got Molly gear on it, so I can strap this to the outside of my bug out bag so it's right there when I need it. So this is one option, but there are tons of commercial products that you can buy, such as this one. You know, this is bright red, really easy to find. So in a pinch, just go for the red bag. So this is one option. Another option, which I really like, is that you can actually make your own first aid kit by going to the dollar store. So if you think about all the individual items that are in a first aid kit, they're very inexpensive, and like each individual item is about a dollar in a dollar store. So something like this is something that I made a while ago when I first started getting into prepping. I don't even really remember what I have in here, but let's take a look. So I got some bandages, I got some alcohol wipes, I've got some tape, I got some gauze, I got some of these filtration masks, I got more gauze in here, I got some aspirin, you know, I got a bunch of good stuff. And each of these things, you know, you can buy a pack of them at a dollar store. So you can, that's one option, right? You can go to the dollar store, spend 10 bucks, and have enough to create several first aid kits for yourself. So you shouldn't have an excuse of why you don't have a first aid kit. You can't say, oh, they're too expensive. Oh, and I feel like spending 20 bucks on them. You know, 5 bucks, 10 bucks, you know, whatever, at a dollar store, and you can get a pretty good first aid kit, okay? This probably has almost as many items in it as this one, and I don't know how much this thing costs. Probably a heck of a lot more than what I spent at the dollar store. All right, so get yourself a first aid kit for your bug out bag. So my next item would be a change of clothes, okay? So I keep my clothes in a wet sack just to keep them dry. So if I happen to fall into a river with my bug out bag, I have a dry change of clothes waiting for me once I can set up my camp. So this wet sack actually has a dual purpose as well, in that I could take my clothes out and fill, if I find a water source, I could fill this up with water if I needed to transport it somewhere. So my personal change of clothes are camouflage. So my theory behind this is that if you're in an urban environment, you want to wear your urban clothes so that you don't stand out, okay? So that's whatever clothes you have on you. If you're out in the wilderness, if you're wearing your urban, your blue jeans and your blazer or whatever, you're going to stand out in the woods. You really want to blend in with the woods, okay? So when you're out in the wilderness, I want to wear camouflage and I don't want people to find me, so I want to blend in. Now, when you go back into an urban environment, you don't want to be wearing camouflage because then you're going to be standing out from the crowd and you want to change back into your urban outfit, okay? So that's just kind of my theory behind it. So a change of clothes would be my next item. I think preferably camouflage, and preferably keep them in some sort of bag or container that'll keep them dry if everything else, including you, gets wet. So the last item that I would include in your first 10 bug out bag items, I know I'm gonna get some flack for it, it's gonna be a little controversial, but I stand by this decision, and that is a portable crank radio. So if you're in a bug out situation, most likely it's not gonna be a national or a global situation, okay? The infrastructure in the rest of the country is still going to be active and working. It's going to most likely be a localized issue, such as Hurricane Katrina. Okay, those people had to bug out and evacuate their homes. The military moved in, they set up camps in different areas that the refugees could move to during Katrina. So one way that they're going to communicate that they're setting up these camps and shelters that you can go to is through the radio. So I like carrying a radio with me so I can listen to any emergency broadcast and just have situational awareness of my surroundings. And you know, that way I can know if there's another storm moving in or if there's a certain area that I should avoid or a certain area that I should try to get to. As a added benefit, this is also a flashlight, which is incredibly useful. You know, it's not necessary, but it is incredibly useful in any kind of camping situation, but especially a bug out situation. This particular one has a crank charger here, but it also has solar panels on the top. So you can just set it outside your camp or strap it to the outside of your bug out bag while you're hiking, and this should give you a little bit of a charge. A crank radio flashlight will be invaluable in a real bug out emergency situation. So there you have it, guys. That is what my first 10 bug out bag items would be if I was building a brand new bug out bag. I will try to have links to most of these items down in the description below to help you guys find them. I want to hear your guys' opinion. You know, what do you guys think of my top 10 list? I get a feeling that most people would agree with the majority of these items. I think the two that I'm probably going to get some flack for is the survival manual and the crank radio, but I really stand by my decision with these two items.